Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Kale and Company on a Tuesday. It's brought to you by Wisfis Bank. Where there's a Wisfis, there's a way. At Wisfis Bank and Bryn Mawr Trust, your goals matter. Discover local expertise with national capabilities, all with the personal service you deserve. Wisfis, we stand for service. And we get ready for Fight Club in just about 6 minutes.
By the way, our buddy Amy on YouTube or on Twitter.
This is my Trumpaholic friend.
Says, what's going on? I wake up, put on your show, meaning this show, and Dawn is talking about thrusting, penetrating, and huge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent penetrator. Yes. Talking about the mighty force of the military.
You have to, like...
military power.
That's why you must listen to the entire 4 hours. I get it.
We start at 6 a.m.!
I get it, but if you come in mid-sentence, we might be... You might be lost.
Yeah.
We're like a fungus, a virus that, it grows on you. You know what I mean? Like, you have to...
We're domestic fungus, though. We're not imported through China at the University of Michigan.
Can you explain this to me? Because I know, Nick, you were going to do this yesterday. By the way, coming up in 6 minutes, get on over to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHD, to watch the video Fight Club coming up at 9:10. I know you were going to do this during the show yesterday, but I wanted to do it for the cut sheet. Singer Neza, I have no idea who she is. She was told not to sing the national anthem in Spanish by the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah, the baseball game, yep.
So, all right, so she's a Spanish singer? Is that, do you know?
That's what I gathered, but okay. The Dodgers were a complete mess all over the weekend because, we're in June and it's Pride Month, and Clayton Kershaw, I guess the Dodgers have the Pride rainbow on the L.A. on their hat, so he decided to put a Bible verse next to it, kind of like as a way to counter that, to which he took a lot of... flack for, and then this lady comes out to sing the national anthem, was told not to sing it in Spanish, and then apparently did it anyway as her way of protesting the ICE riots.
All right, this video courtesy of TikTok. Roll this.
Okay, we are going to do the song in English today, so I'm not sure if that wasn't translated, or if that wasn't relayed.
So she was told not to do it. They have video of it. And there she is singing in Spanish, right?
Yep.
And it says, so I did it anyway.
Now she won't be invited back to Dodger Stadium. Either that or she'll be the next Snow White with Disney.
So she says she did it in solidarity with the protest and ICE raids in Los Angeles.
Good. Then leave. Get out. I'm so tired of all these grifters and these virtue signalers. She probably paid a decent penny to go there and sing that.
I don't think you're paid.
No?
No.
Well, it's great exposure then.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
30,000 to 40,000 Dodger fans.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But they told her not to do it.
Yes, and she should.
And
she
did it in defiance.
Yep. Tired of these people.
Well, we used to call that a rebellious attitude back in the day. You know what I mean?
Now it's an anti-American.
Let me ask you guys this. I'm going to push back a little bit. How many times do you think Trump was told not to do something and he did it anyway because he believed in it?
Yeah, that's fine. You can believe in it. I'm on the opposite side of the cause that you're advocating for.
The Dodgers said that the organization, they said there were no consequences regarding her performance and they would be happy to have her back.
Hmm.
That's the statement from the Dodgers. So,
what a spineless organization.
I was just going to say that. Oh, God.
So, there's no way you're
stand by your principles, dude.
So basically, I don't know. The line is they told her not to, but if they said that, mm-hmm. then she, I can see where she inferred that, they don't really care. So I think most people probably didn't think a big deal of it and probably thought, well, she has a pretty voice.
Dear baseball gods. Give us the Dodgers this October. I want to smoke the Dodgers in 4 games.
You mean the Phillies?
The Phillies, that's right. I want the Dodgers.
Dodgers are the best team in baseball, dude.
I know. I want to go through them all.
Yeah.
The road to the World Series, the road to get to Phil Omquist Yankees goes through California. If we can take out the Dodgers and the Padres or the Dodgers and the Giants, I'm on board with it.
Look, I'm just glad that we filleted the fish last night 5-2 and that we've won.
Look at that play on words from Stensland.
Thank
sports.
You.
The hell with Dana Perino reads sports. We need to do a segment called Sports with Stensland.
Sports with Stensland.
That could be entertaining.
And
could
maybe
sell it too.
Maybe you can do a top 11 list.
Oh, yeah.
Like the sports stations are doing because it's June.
Where you don't put the $50 million Super Bowl winning quarterback on your top 11 because you have to drum up phone calls for 4 hours so you can get to the finish line. If I ever do that, fire me. Fire me and then send me to Park Restaurant or whatever it is in Center City. And then I'll go to California and then you can ship me over to Ireland with Rosie O'Donnell.
And Amy, since we've been talking about the power of penetration,
yes.
Max Kepler went deep and Alex Bohm had 2 hits and 2 RBIs for the Phils. That's for you, Amy, my fellow Trumpaholic.
Wow.
I feel good today.
Yeah, I can
she
tell
went
that.
To Pints and Politics.
I can tell that.
Wife and kids are gone for 5 days.
Yeah. You missed that earlier, Dawn. He was relegating in the fact that his family is away for 5 days. So
big fan of dance competitions when they are nationally.
It's ridiculous.
And I don't have to travel.
It's ridiculous.
I only do home games.
How did you get out of it?
I have a job.
He has to work.
My girls are on summer vacation. And my wife works remotely, so.
It's like a travel team. They have to go where the dance takes them.
All these remote weasels out there. Mm-hmm. Just go back to where your brick and mortar place is.
Or you can be like our sales staff as they're walking down the hall.
Yeah, they're here today.
And they come in once a week. You know what I mean? I mean, what's the difference, right?
Yeah.
Right?
True. Must be nice. Must be nice.
It's true.
But they, I mean, look, they do a good job of selling these radio stations.
Yes.
Or
this
we
is why we're
be,
here.
Or we wouldn't be here.
Very grateful.
And you know how I know that? Because...
Yes.
It's 9:10.
Kale and Company Fight Club.
You're Stop looking it. For a fight.
Killing time.
I'm looking for a fight.
Fights will go on as long as they have to.
Hit that mark.
We know fights equal ratings.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
And I say that because Fight Club, your favorite segment of the day. Fight Club sponsored by Tri-County Auto Group. 3 locations, 1 priority, you. Visit tricounty.com. That is tricounty.com today. Thank you, Tri-County Auto Group. And thank you to Patty McDermott and the other AEs that sold Tri-County Auto Group for Fight Club because fights equal ratings. Okay, this is a girl fight. Look, I'm impartial to girl fights. So, like, yeah, we've had dudes fighting. And it's fun. You know, you see, last week we had that guy got knocked out right outside of that bar. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
But women fighting is just, it's just a little more entertaining.
I'm glad you actually say that. Somebody texted me yesterday. I can't remember. One of our listeners said, will we eventually spill over into the animal kingdom if a animal fight goes viral? Which I'm totally
on
board with.
To Dawn's credit, Dawn Stenslin texted us a while ago and said, hey, can we open this up to animals? Because I believe you had some, bears or something fighting. But no, we're not.
Okay.
Well is not run dry yet on women.
That's right.
Women
we're
fighting.
Now scheduling out till September.
We are. Today's submission was by Gigi Gadget. Thank you, Gigi, for this video. Not sure where it came from. Came from somebody's phone, it looks like. This happened in a bar. It looks like outside of like right around the pool table area. Roll this, Phil. A chair. Ooh. Butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Butt cheeks. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Wow. You know, pool sharks, maybe.
Is that a
And they're still going, by the way.
Can
folks.
I ask Dawn? I don't know why Dawn would know.
Look,
is that a strip club environment? Because look at those.
Yeah, there's a lot of jiggly there.
There's a lot of ASSs.
Yeah, that's got to be a
strip
club.
Because for whatever reason, do you notice when they fight, the pants come off, the skirts come off? It's the weirdest thing.
Usually the wigs go off.
The wigs.
No wigs there.
Yeah, no wigs.
This could have been a high stakes game of pool for a lot of money.
That is a good fight, by the way.
You know?
This is the chair and then the pool table.
I mean, you know, you go from 8-ball corner pocket to bar stool to head.
I'm gonna make a reference, Nick, that I always yell at you for making that nobody's gonna get except you and I.
You're going Bundy, aren't you?
No. This is reminiscent of the APA back in the Attitude Era, WWF
Protection Agency,
when they used to get into fights in
bars.
We
need beer money.
Yeah.
Look at that. I mean, the scenery's nice. It's just a little too violent for me. I'm a man of peace. I believe in peace and prosperity.
It is. This is, yeah, like this, yeah, there's a lot of,
yeah.
Good job, Phil, with the loop.
Yeah,
that.
I'm thinking those are exotic dancers.
You think?
Yeah, you don't see that kind of quality at a random pool hall.
Dawn, we need your female. Do you think they work in gentlemen establishments?
Where is it?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Sorry. Sorry,
so if it's
that.
Florida or a southern state,
then yeah.
Then not a strip club.
Oh,
look at the bottom of the comments. It says we have a brawl at Aura. A-U-R-A.
All right, hang on.
Do one of them little thing on those Google things.
Hang on.
Right? It's common.
A-U-R-A. Bar?
A-U-R-A.
Bar.
Identity protection.
Yeah, as Kamala would say.
Just look up the Google.
So you, there's Kamala. One in New York. There's an Aura, Tapas, and Cocktail Bar. That's probably not it, though. Yeah, that's
oh,
not
there's
it.
Clifton, New Jersey?
Uh-oh.
Mm.
Huh.
Okay.
So we don't know.
Yeah.
If anybody knows, type it up on the YouTube, because I'm at a loss. Sorry.
You're at a loss.
There's one in Philadelphia.
Uh-oh. That's not Philadelphia, though.
But it's not Philadelphia.
No.
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 I'm thinking if it's Florida... Maybe not. If it's Florida, maybe not a strip club.
Ah.
Because the hail damage tends to be regional. You know? So is my brother John. He's listening. So as he calls hail damage, you know, like if your car gets hit by hail damage, mm-hmm. or
Phil,
the rear end looks like it.
Phil Omquist is asking if it's Puerto Rico. I don't know.
Oh, if it's Puerto Rico, it is definitely not a strip club.
Mm, yeah, it's true.
So,
hey, Gigi Gadget.
They're just young.
Let us know women. Where this is from. Where did you get it from? I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were getting ready to explain.
No.
With high quality tushes.
No.
Yeah.
High quality is a little. it's a little low energy.
I'm going to say that's the Northeast.
Donna, I don't mean to catch you
what?
Cold here, but yesterday, late in the show,
yeah.
It was around this time, actually, you had a story about the seating arrangements for flights that have gone down.
11A.
Can you pull that up again? Because I want to play this. New footage has been released of the British national Kishwash Kumar Ramesh calmly walking away from the Air India wreckage after reportedly surviving the crash that took nearly 300 lives. Ramesh's brother was reportedly sitting in the same row as him on the plane, but sadly lost his life. The emergency door was broken. My seat is broken. I just walked out, Ramesh said. Ramesh was visited by the prime minister shortly after the crash while in the hospital. He's 40 years old. He was sitting in seat 11A. Dawn has a wild fact about seat 11A.
Mm-hmm.
His brother, 35, was in seat 11J, which crazy. Is crazy. Roll this, Phil. YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. You can see the wreckage. And then there's the smoke. And then you see this guy just calmly walking away from it. Oh, my God. This is amazing.
That is crazy.
They must be like, are we seeing a ghost?
Yeah.
I was also going to die. But when I opened my eyes, I realized I was alive, and I tried to unbuckle myself from the seat and escape from where I could. It was in front of my eyes that the air hostess and others died.
Wow.
After the takeoff, within a minute, it felt like the plane came to a standstill for 5 to 10 seconds. The green and white cabin lights turned on in the flight.
Green or white?
I could feel engine thrust increasing to go up, but it crashed with speed into
wow.
the building. The side of the plane I was in, it landed on the ground floor of the hostel. I don't know about the other part of the plane, but where I landed was on the ground. I could see that there was space outside the aircraft, so when my door broke, I tried to escape through a little space, and I did. On the opposite side of the plane was the building wall, so nobody could have escaped. The plane crashed there.
Wow.
There was some space where I landed. I don't know how I managed to escape. It was in front of my eyes that the air hostess and others died.
Wow. I was unaware that it hit the building. I thought it just came back down on the runway.
No, it's crazy. And
so that happened days ago.
Yeah, to hear his firsthand account, I think it's the first time we've heard that through a translator. Is pretty amazing. Dawn, what's the 11A connection here?
So that happened 4 days ago, and that gentleman, Mr. Ramesh, was the sole survivor of the Air India flight, which was a Boeing aircraft. But back in 1998, an actor named James Loyashisak was also in seat 11A during a Thai Airways crash. Again, back in the day in 1998.
Good year.
And that resulted in 241 fatalities and even several deaths on the ground as well. But both in seat 11A.
So is there something about the seat? Because, you know, I know Dawn is going to go astrological with this. That's not where I'm going. Where I'm going is there something about seat 11A where it's located on a plane that is the quote-unquote safest spot? I don't know.
Interesting, because I'm going in a completely different direction than both of you. This might explain why the sports station is doing a top 11 down the hall. So we all think differently here on this show.
Dawn, do you have a theory?
I would say is seat 11A, because they say if it's closer to the wing, that you're safer. And so I do think, even though these are very different aircraft, but is that a point? Because they say oftentimes first class, if you fly first class, is not necessarily the safest.
Mm-hmm.
But they say that being over near the wing, at a spot near the wing, that is a safer spot.
Here's what I just found. Seat 11A on a plane is typically a window seat located near the front of the economy class cabin, often the first row, and is usually adjacent to an emergency exit.
Yes, that's what Tom Walsh on the YouTube chat says.
It's worth noting that the exact location can vary depending on the aircraft type and configuration. For example, on a Boeing, was this a 787?
Yes.
So, for example, Dreamliner. On a Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner, it's often the first row of economy, directly behind the business class cabin or near an exit.
Interesting.
So I'm definitely dead, because I always end up getting stuck in like 34C. You know, first on, last off. On Frontier, where you're lucky to get a seatbelt and a cushion.
All right. I just thought that was interesting. All right. I teased this, but get on over to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHT. I want to play this video of this guy who was sitting on a. Now Phil is saying it's not an actual Van Gogh, but it is.
It's a Hunter Biden.
He sat on a chair and broke it. Violation or not, we'll get to that. Coming up next.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company. We have been wired from Jump Street.
Yep.
Well, I have.
601, you started yelling.
I know.
Go back on the Odyssey app if you have not done so yet, and just hear how Nick greeted everybody into the show this morning.
I'll leave all the yelling for Bruno tomorrow at 7:45. But the movie clip coming up from Jimmy Kelly, where you can win a pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin, might have something to do, a little correlation with my opening morning rant this morning.
Oh, boy.
As we continue.
By the way, for those of you who weren't here at 6 a.m., and I, first, why? You were upset because you were being called a stooge for the Jewish people or something?
I was bought and paid for, and I spout pro-Israel propaganda on the radio.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the lonely, pathetic life of that individual that tweets, you're bought and paid for by the Jews? Ugh. Get a life. Get a life, people. Yes.
Or maybe somebody just wanted to trigger him.
Which would have been
which
hysterical.
Might be fun.
It was actually a lot of people.
Really?
It was on X in my mention. So I don't know. This could be it for me, folks. I think X might just be a place now where I promote the show and retweet our clips and just check out for the rest of the day.
That's why I've been telling both of you for 3 years.
Somebody might be happy with that. I might just be forced into it.
All right, let's YouTube.com/at1210WPHD to see this video. A crystal covered chair inspired by one of Vincent van Gogh's most famous paintings was seriously damaged when a tourist sat on it while posing for a photograph, according to the Italian museum where the artwork is on display.
And as you'll see, the tourist was inspired by Wendy's.
This video, by the way, is on. Yeah, Dawn, so much for, you know, the Italian people not being large.
she bucks the trend.
This is this video, by the way, courtesy of, I believe, the Daily Mail. Roll this. It's just a visual. So this, look at this.
This is the moment a tourist was caught on CCTV sitting on a crystal-studded Van Gogh chair before it shatters under his weight.
Oh, it's a heat. Oh, can you imagine?
But he never went down all the way. Good job of bracing himself. He's
named after the famous Dutch painter and designed by Italian artist Nicola Bolla. The crystal-studded art is left in a crooked state as the pair scurry out of the room.
Can you imagine?
The museum was in crisis for days as it was unsure whether they could repair it, given the severity
existential
of the
damage. Threat.
But thanks to restorers and Italian law enforcement who assisted in their efforts, the museum has said the piece is shining once again.
Oh, thank God.
Now, are they told not to sit on this? Did he break the rules of the museum?
You don't. These tourists.
Well, I don't know.
Are
you allowed? If you're allowed to sit, then I have no problem with it.
Here's the thing. I hate tourists. Everybody needs to have photos of, here's me on a bench. Here's me on this. Here's me on this. Stop. Stop sitting on things. Stop standing next to things as you're like, look, here's me next to this house. Here's me next to this house. Oh, God. What an empty life you live.
Well, you can't enrich yourself and to take in things in
first
another
all,
country.
First of all, I don't care about paintings or all that nonsense.
Well, neither do I.
It's all crap.
Yeah, it's not much.
By the way, this is like this chair.
Things. Yeah.
If you're listening, this chair, what it looks like is if I took a simple like Pottery Barn kind of a wooden chair that my kids had, like it's a smaller wooden chair, and then took out my glue gun and just went to like Michael's Craft Shop and put those studs of like just fake crystal studs all over it.
Yep.
That's it.
You're right.
So all they had to do was get out their glue gun and fix
it. It's a piece of crap. Like, look at it. It's a piece of crap.
Good job out of the guy, though. He was able to, he clearly didn't skip leg day and he was able to stay in a squatting position and not topple over.
Yeah, so... He didn't shatter it.
But Greg's done with these people in these exhibits.
Stop it! Just stop it! It's just everybody is taking photos next to things. It's like, oh, God. Okay. Can't you just take things in? Like, oh, look, it's a chair. What a lovely chair.
Well, everybody has to document their existence.
I know. That's the problem.
That's the issue.
That's more my issue than people taking pictures. Because, I'm fine with people taking pictures.
I will say it wasn't blocked off in his defense.
Yes, I agree with that.
Should have been blocked.
There are very few places that ban phones. Yeah. One place that comes to mind is Augusta National. If you ever go down to watch the Masters in Georgia, they do not allow you to bring your phone in.
Why?
Because they want you to socialize and watch the golf event and not take pictures and all that stuff all day.
I think I'm going to start that rule here on 1210 WPHD soon.
I agree.
I need the three of us to be present in the moment and talk to the audience. And not just be distracted by YouTube comments like I am and start yelling.
Well, we do need somebody to monitor.
Having my own fight with people on the YouTube chat, I need people.
I'm going to need to have a meeting with myself.
I need to have people present in the show that we are currently in. So I think I'm going to have a box right when we walk in there at the Odyssey front desk where you're going to put your phone in.
This is what I've been saying school should
do for
years. Well,
then you don't have to work here. How about that?
Fine, I'll work from home. I have a child with type 1 diabetes and a Dexcom. I'll get a medical exclusion. Yeah.
How about this?
Don't will go to HR.
How about this?
Take that
Dexcom, spot. Baby. It's in my phone.
How about this?
I must monitor.
You don't like the rules at 1210 WPHD. You don't need to be.
Spank me.
Jimmy, we've got a second drop on page 6. That'll go right next to...
Excellent penetrator.
I just got all reclamped. Dawn wins that argument because she said that and she wins. Everybody can have their phones.
Half of the Delaware Valley just melted.
All right, big three next.
That's right.
It's Kale and Company on demand. from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, it is a Tuesday morning. We are just about 10 minutes away from Jimmy Kelly's movie clip. Phil Almquist with Today in Music History and a preview of what Dawn Stensland has lined up for the top of the hour. But right now, Dawn Stensland has a big three lined up at 9:36.
It's the big three and nine on Kale and Company.
Big three at nine, sponsored this morning, sponsored by Wisfis Bank. There's a way where there's a Wisfis, there's a way. Sponsoring in the news this morning. Locally, a pipe bomb found as police searched the home locally of a man in the suburbs, arrested while carrying weapons and masks and gloves, reportedly at that No Kings rally in Westchester, Pennsylvania over the weekend. So he's being processed and charged, but he's identified now as 31-year-old Kevin Krebs. And this happened, this went down in Westchester, a busy day over the weekend on the 100 block of High Street. If you know that area, this is a very hectic area with restaurants, cafes near Westchester University. So where does this man live? The pipe bomb discovered, according to investigators, as they went to Krebs' home in Malvern, Pennsylvania, single-family home, and police, as they went inside to search, they had the search warrant, they immediately were seen backing out of the house and evacuating that home quite quickly. Why? Because they needed to call in the bomb squad as well. The FBI arrived. So some tense moments yesterday as police, as this was going down, and for neighbors watching and thinking, what in the world is going on? His brother Alex was speaking out, saying that he was apologetic, so sorry, everybody's so triggered.
Yeah, we have a little bit of the brother. We played it
so
earlier.
Odd.
Let's play it again.
Police, the bomb squad, and the FBI converged on the home of Kevin Krebs in Malvern Monday evening after a more extensive search of the home led to the discovery of a pipe bomb inside. Krebs was arrested Saturday in Westchester while heavily armed near a No Kings protest in the borough. The arrest was captured on video on High Street downtown. Shortly before the bomb squad and FBI showed up, a man who says Krebs is his younger brother spoke with Action News right there on the front porch.
Completely so apologetic and so sorry that others... Everybody was triggered or
triggered.
People felt uncomfortable and unsafe.
According to the affidavit,
that statement right there, he's so sorry, he's so apologetic that people felt triggered and unsafe is very suspect to me.
Yes. It's very tone deaf.
Yeah.
It's very almost as if he might have known something.
Well,
right?
I don't know. It's just the way he says it triggered and that people were offended by it or... I don't know. It's just the way he said it is just it's odd to me.
I don't know. Who wouldn't be offended or bothered or
disturbed? Yes, exactly.
If they saw that.
Or knew that that was happening in their community or an event that they were at with their kids or something.
Yep.
I mean, come on.
Yep.
So there's also something that has gone viral that I'll point out to you. And this is Governor Josh Shapiro. He loves to post on social media. But he's teasing a big announcement for today.
Oh boy.
Planned by Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
He's resigning.
And he posted the video on his social media site. And he says, no matter who you root for, we think you'll like the news we're dropping. And he has the Philly Fanatic, Gritty, Franklin Swoop, and Fang are all part of the video, as well as the Pittsburgh team mascots. So every character is sort of looking at a box with the shape of Pennsylvania that says, open me. So what
open
is he
me.
Teasing? Dun, dun, dun. Oh,
something sports related in the central part of the state?
He spends way too much time on social media.
I know. You should have a meeting with him, too.
I need to. Like, stop with this guy. Just stop with the social media.
Yeah. Well, he, Gavin Newsom, all these guys are positioning themselves
don't
for a couple years.
Don't you have stuff to do in the state of Pennsylvania? Or, excuse me, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And number three for our big three, which again is sponsored by Wisfis. Mm. And this is courtesy the great Dan Borowski, who said this would be great to trigger Greg Stocker.
Why is
maybe
everybody, good. Why is everybody in the business of triggering me? What did I do?
We appreciate your meltdown. Okay.
So in this one, Taylor Swift ranked the eighth greatest guitarist. She's a highly acclaimed singer, songwriter, and musician from Pennsylvania, so technically a local story. But yes, in this one, she has been ranked eighth greatest guitarist in the world.
That's why Dan's the greatest producer that 1210 has, because this is an abomination. Who came up with this hideous list?
I didn't even know she played the guitar.
Yes.
It's a UK group called, originally, Guitar,
oh,
from the UK. And they've said she's the eighth greatest guitarist in the world. So who else did they, others that Greg may agree with, that on the list, let's see, Red Hot Chili Peppers took first place.
First place
is
John Frusciante?
Yes, he got first place. So he got first place.
Oh my goodness.
Stalker's face just exploded.
Just throw the rest of this out. I mean, he's a great guitar player. He's not the best guitar player of all time. That is a ridiculous thing. Whoever did this has to be trolling. John Frusciante is the Stop. Who else?
So, who would you say?
Jimi Hendrix. Eddie Van Halen.
Jimmy Page. Clapton.
Yep.
Jeff Beck.
B.B. King.
It's been a while since we've heard Taylor Swift's name on this program.
Taylor Swift is not even in the top 120.
We're only 2 months away from football.
It's ridiculous.
She'll be back.
That list should be thrown in the garbage, as well as the people who voted on it or whoever came up with it.
And speaking of media whores, Jason Kelsey's back in a new ad. Did you see that on TV, by the way?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Love it. All right.
Yeah, we have to go.
So, anyway, we'll move on who's the great. They said number one, John Frusciante of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Number two, Alex Turner of the Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, this is the stupidest list ever.
Number three, John Mayer. Then fourth is Sam Fender. Then fifth is Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead.
No, just stop with all. This is the worst list I've ever heard. And just stop. It's ridiculous. This is the dumbest list I've ever heard.
They have Ed Sheeran at number 19.
Yeah, it's limey hacks. British. All right, stop.
Stop it.
All right, Wisfis. Where there's Wisfis, there's a way at Wisfis, WSFS, Wisfis Bank and Bryn Mawr Trust. Your goals matter. Discover local expertise with national capabilities, all with the personal service you deserve. WSFS, we stand for service. Wisfis, thank you, Wisfis Bank, for sponsoring our Big Three, which also triggered Greg Stalker, so it's a double win.
The double whammy. It's a daily double, Dawn. Yeah. Congratulations. All right, coming up next, movies, music, and what's on tap for the Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Tuesday morning. What happened today in music history and what's on tap for the Dawn Show? We will find out shortly, but first, Jimmy Kelly has another movie lined up for our morning mystery movie clip.
And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You're on me every night like a pack of wolves because you can't stand facing what you are and what you've made. Yes, the world is a terrible place. Yes, cancer and garbage disposals will get you. Yes, a war is coming. Yes, the world is shut to hell and you're all goners. Everything's screwed up and you like it that way, don't you? You're fascinated by the gory details. You're mesmerized by your own fear. You revel in floods, car accidents, unstoppable diseases.
Such a great movie.
That was me at 6 a.m.
You know what it is? Be caught 12 at
859-1210,
and you could win this great prize.
If you can identify that great movie from the 80s, you will get a pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra on Friday, July 11th at Wildwood Public High School. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com, and it will be hosted by our very own Dom Giordano. Caller 12, 855-839-1210. Best of luck. Now, Phil Omquist will educate us on what occurred today in music history.
Yes, that's right. Hang on.
Here we go.
This day in music history.
Today, June 17th, we celebrate the birthdays of Barry Manilow, who's 82, by the way, still better than Taylor Swift, and Michael Monroe from Hanoi Rocks, who's 63. We also lost Kate Smith on this day in 86. And by the way, can anyone tell me where that statue is right now?
by the way? Anyone? Anyone? Single include Lordy the Fly by Tom Petty at 91. Summer 69 by Bryan Adams. And Ex-Offender by Blondie in 76. Out the Coon Once Been by Great White in 87. Cryptic Writings by Megadeth in 97. Synchronicity by The Police in 83. Dream of the Blue Turtles by Sting in 85. And Four Unlawful Carnal Knowledge by Van Halen in 1991. A great tour that was. Also in 2007, the Traveling Wilburys were atop the UK album chart. In 97, fans rioted at Ozfest show in Ohio after Ozzy couldn't perform due to throat issues. In 72, the Stones were atop the U.S. album chart. In 80, Led Zeppelin began their last tour. And in 77, Judas Priest played their first U.S. show, opening for REO Speedwagon. But lastly, two Elvis points, and if only Linda Kearns appreciates this, I really don't care. In 64, Viva Las Vegas premiered in theaters, and in 33, Elvis' parents got married. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Upquist.
Stop with the Elvis' parents got married. By the way, yes. For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge,
yes,
great Van Halen album. One of the best.
That was the first tour I saw him live. It was fantastic.
Amazing.
There you go. Bill Almquist with Today in Music History.
Yeah, baby.
And now we find out what Dawn
Spank Me
Stensland has lined up for the top of the hour.
You're going to regret you said that, my love.
No, I won't. So coming up, don't miss it. It's Don't Miss. Why Bunker is the word of the day. What happened on this day that has to do with the word bunker? And then I'll take you through the bunker busters, and we will have a discussion about what's going on, bring you all the latest, bring you up to date locally, nationally, internationally, put it all in perspective. There's a ton breaking, and we'll take you inside Israel right now as we have our friend Ruthie Bloom talking about all the people as the sirens are going off, what's happening right now in Tehran, in Israel. We'll take you through all of it. It's Don't Miss.
All right. The Dawn Show is coming up next. Fran in the Northeast has identified our movie.
Fran,
what movie did we just play for you?
Talk Radio.
Yeah, Fran.
All right. Fran, you're heading to see Joe Conklin coming up in July. Congratulations, bud.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Fran.
There's Fran in the Northeast. Stay tuned. Dawn is up next at the Tony Bruno Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow at 6. And if you need some entertainment, I'll just leave you with this.
Spank me.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.